Hello, and thank you for tuning in into our raw, juicy, and spicy podcast, Outspoken! You will not be disappointed.
Baby, oh yeah, very fondest. My boy, I've been looking for you, and it is. It's a real thing, me not pretend. Said it would be around town in a band, oh boy. Say you must have married me. You go loving me, you go killing me, baby. You go follow me, you are my remedy. You my melody, the baby now harmony. You go giving me. So are you looking for a sister? Jump on my love.
Hello and welcome to
Outspoken.
It's me and
Siobhan Watson.
Why did you take so long to answer, please? You know what?
You know,
she's sucking on some a 7-Up, that's why.
No. Yeah, that's true. But I wanted to create a little bit more suspense, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You know what? We've just had Halloween. We've just had Bonfire Night. So I get you. You're trying to create that whole
thriller. Atmosphere, right?
I get you. I see what you're doing. I see you. Well done. But welcome to the Outspoken podcast. We're so happy to be here. Obviously, the voice is sounding, you know. It's sounding a bit, you know. It's sounding a bit good, you get me? But yeah, before we get started, you know me, I always ask Siobhan a random question.
You do?
And she always gives me the best responses.
Do I?
Yeah, man.
Really?
You always surprise me. Like, I never knew. Last time I asked you about your sandwiches, innit?
Yes, you did.
I never knew you had them triangle.
Is it?
I never knew. I thought, yeah, you know, me, I was so psyched. I was like, yeah. Definitely she's going to have them square.
Yeah.
And then she told me triangle and I just had to give her a side eye. I was just like.
You were not happy. You were not happy about
it. I wasn't. I was very disappointed. I'm probably going to be disappointed again.
Disappointed again, girl.
Yeah. Because the question I'm about to ask you, this is going to show it's going to show a lot about you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Honestly. Like, okay. I need to know.
Okay.
Yeah. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, how do you eat your cereal? Mm-hmm. Do you put in the cereal first or do you put in the milk first? Drum roll, please.
So, I'm very normal. I put in my cereal first.
Oh my God!
You're lying.
Oh my, you're not normal. That is not normal.
So you put milk first?
Yes, I do.
And then sit, what?
Yes.
You're lying.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Is that what you do?
Yes.
No, I'm actually,
the whole listen,
I'm actually shocked.
About 90% of the population definitely put their milk first.
I
think the odd 10.
Are you crazy?
The odd 10, yeah. Because why would you want to have soggy cereal? Why?
No, but then why are you putting in your milk first, yeah, and you don't know your measurements properly? You don't know your measurements properly. Because you're putting
in the milk
first.
Of course you do. You put a thin layer of milk.
You don't know how much more cereal's got going, but when you put the cereal first, you know what
to do. So you drench your cereal in milk?
Yeah, man. But I'm a milk girl. Like, I like dairy. So for me, it's not a problem.
Then technically, you don't have to pour the milk on top of the cereal.
Yeah, why not?
No,
I can't believe
I don't know. I'm questioning our friendship, Siobhan. I really am.
To be honest, I think I should leave. Because I'm actually shocked, man.
Like, honestly, I literally thought you were going to say, yeah, 100%. Like, I put my milk first. Like, I like it crunchy. Like, I like to maintain
but you can still have
the taste,
crunchy.
You know?
What's your go-to cereal then? Let me know. Don't say cornflakes. That's boring.
Nah, that's dead.
Okay.
I would say crunchy nut.
Is it?
Yeah. They've got a bit where it's got nuts and chocolate in it. I don't know if you've seen it.
I think I have, you know.
Yeah, that bangs. That or, is actually nice. Or Craves. Have you seen Craves?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I haven't tried Craves. Is it nice?
Oh, my God. What's going on?
See, no, wait. I have tried it. I tried it one time. Okay. But I didn't try the chocolate one. I tried a different flavour. But it's been a long time for Craves, you know. It's been a long time, that one.
So what's your go-to cereal?
My go-to cereal, at one point, I was obsessed with, I don't know if you know it, Country Life.
What? Obsessed. The old people go figgy. Oh, I swear. It's like bran flakes, right?
It's like, no, not even like bran flakes.
What
it's
is it like?
It's like clusters, yeah? It's like more granola-y kind of thing.
Okay, I can get down with granola.
Yeah, it's more granola, but it's all like, it's lovely. One time I was banging it out like morning, afternoon, dinner. Wow. Like, yeah, I'm very much a cereal girl. But sometimes it's like a simple, I do like bran flakes. I do like kind of like raisins in my cereal and stuff. And right. I do like a good Special K, yeah, like the crunchiness.
Yeah. I'm not too sure about Special K, but I do like what you said with the raisins and yeah, the nuts like inside the granola.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes I just like a little, what do you call it, Rice Krispies, you know? That goes down well for me sometimes, you know? The old school ones.
Cocoa Pox.
I've had that for a while. That used to be my go-to cereal back in the day. Before school, every day was Cocoa Pops. Without a doubt. That was my go-to cereal.
Wow. That's very interesting, you know. You can learn a lot about people by and how they eat their food or what food they eat. Yeah.
No, it's true. It's true.
Very interesting. But
are you the kind of person that if you are dating someone, they don't like something, like they have a weird food habit, do you get the ick?
No. Do you know what it is? I don't like people that are picnickety with their food.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't mind if they have like a weird food habit. Like if they eat crocodile, it doesn't faze me.
Okay.
But if they are like, oh, I'm not going to eat that. Oh, I'm not going to eat that. And you're looking at their list and it's like 30 pieces of... I was like, because I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, they were posting around a picture and it says, all the things that you wouldn't eat have a point, like 1 point, 2 points.
Okay.
And... boy, I looked at it and there was only one thing I wouldn't eat on that list.
Really?
One thing. And I was seeing people saying 30. I was like, what?
What?
And these are things like...
what was the kind of foods on
the
list?
The list was like lettuce, tomatoes,
come on,
mushrooms, eggs. And people were saying no. People had 32. I was like, what?
Nah,
I can't deal with immature eaters. Like some people, they wouldn't try blue cheese, or they wouldn't try calamari, or they wouldn't try salmon. Or sushi. Sushi was on the list. They were like, no.
Wow.
Yeah, I said no. This is immature eating.
You're right. Yeah, my thing with immature eating is when someone says to me, I don't like fruit or veg. I don't eat no veg. I don't eat
them.
I'm like
them ticking time bombs.
Those ones. I just look at your face like
inside of you must be like rotten.
Exactly. I'm like, there's one guy. I don't like no tomatoes or nothing.
Disgusting.
So what do you season with? How do you make your mince?
Yeah,
just mince. I'm like, I'm trying to explain to him. Do you like carrots? So at least one. He goes, I can do a carrot, but everything else, no.
What?
Like, and he's a big man, you know, big man in 30s and that.
The worst people are like, I don't like the taste of water. Oh my goodness.
I've never had... No, you know what? I have. People that say to me, I don't really like water, you know.
All they do is drink juice. I'm like, your urine is not even orange. Exactly. It's green. It's green, like, fam.
It's come on.
There's no way your urine is orange. Because your organs are dying.
Nah, for real.
How can you say you don't like water?
For real.
Used to know one girl. All she drank was juice.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she had to put like juice with the water.
No. Juice. I don't like the taste. That's what she told me. I don't like the taste of water.
At all.
I just looked at her like, nah, definitely.
You need to sort
your
it out.
Your organs are not going to do well in about 100%. 10 years.
Yeah, 100%. You need to sort it out, man.
Yeah. Big girl as well. But
is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. But yeah. Let's get on and pop in with headlines. Okay, let's see which one we're going to do first. Oh, gosh. Okay. Guys, very sorry. First and foremost... I'm about to talk about a very sensitive story that happened this week.
Yes.
And I just want to send the victim, my well wishes.
Yeah.
And I pray for her family. I pray that they get strength. And I pray that they really make sure that this person gets the worst possible sentence ever.
Yeah.
Because it was horrific. Mm. So it's common knowledge. On Tuesday, the 3rd of November, 2020, Cadian Nelson, a 26-year-old, a filthy and unscrupulous individual, was at the roadside at 7 a.m. at the crack of dawn in Mitcham near Colliers Wood. He prayed, sexually assaulted, and he allegedly raped a little girl on her way to school. He was caught by a heroic family, and I mean an heroic family because anything could have happened.
Yeah.
It was a girl, her, I don't know her name, but her Twitter handle is Shansdea, for anyone that wants to have a look. It's spelled S-H-A-N-S-D-E-Y-A. And she basically said that her sister instinctively, her sister's 11 years old, and her sister instinctively knew something was happening to this other girl. So basically, if you don't know what happened, a guy, this guy, 26-year-old, was caught in the corner with a little girl.
Yeah.
And it didn't look right. Mm-hmm. So the 11-year-old girl went and called her bigger sister. I don't know how old the bigger sister is, but she went and called her bigger sister. She said, something's not right with this girl outside. She's in the corner with some guy. So the big sister goes out with a phone and she's like, oi, what are you doing? And the guy's like, that's my sister. That's my family. Go away. Do you know what I mean? And what the girl did next was so brave. She pursued him and she said, you know what? I'm not leaving you. He said, stop following me. And she goes, I'm not leaving you.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving you. And she kept following him, following him. And I watched the video in awe because a lot of people wouldn't have done that. A lot of people would have just taken his word. Oh, that's his little sister. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I'm too afraid to approach this man. Do you know what I mean? But she pursued him and, you know, eventually they got to like the middle of the road, the man and the little girl. Got to the middle of the road. And I think the little girl was like, you know what? This is a safe space. I'm going to stand here. And he took off. He realized that the girl was going to, you know, fumble the whole thing. So he took off running.
Yeah.
And immediately the girl was like, he did this. He did that to me. Thank you so much. Profusely. Just thanking the, you know, Shansdea for, you know, saving her. Because, you know, I don't know what happened. You know, the articles are all thrown around rape. I'm not sure what happened. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think he did. Yeah. But it was attempted. It was attempted rape.
Okay. Yeah. So and he, I think she did something sexual, like he made her do something.
No, I think he was trying. So from the video that I saw,
right,
it was like they were walking and they were, he put her in a corner, like he wanted to do something in that corner.
But at the end, when she's crying, she goes, she said something like, he made me do this.
Yeah, he wanted me to do this. He said I should do this. Okay. Thank you. But then I think before that happened, they intervened. So thank God. Because I think it could have been a lot worse than what 100%. It was. But it was on the verge of getting there. Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
So, you know, with all that going on, the whole scenario just really frustrates me. The fact that this guy woke up, like, it's 7 a.m. This guy was out of his house by 6 a.m. Looking for a girl to do that to. And it's scary because, you know, all these things, they've happened, you know, in our time. But people were more private about it. I'm not condoning paedophilia. Yeah. But people were more private about it. For you to be going to a school, to be looking for schoolgirls, is disgusting. And I think the whole fake outrage as well, because I feel like when you're friends with somebody, you know to a certain degree, this person's not right. Do you know what I mean? So I was getting a bit frustrated on Twitter. I had to come off because I was like, I was seeing so much advice flying about, oh, girls, when you're out, you know, poke him in the neck or do this or bend his finger back. And I'm just thinking, no, how about you sit your boys down, because this boy is 26 years old, and start patterning them up. The same way when it happened, guys were looking for him. That needs to be the same way you behave when your friend is acting dodgy.
Yeah,
or when 100%. Your friend is like, I specifically only date teenagers or I only go for 16-year-olds. That is how you should be patterning them. Not now that you've seen this on social media, that you've decided, oh, all of a sudden you're a soldier.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? What do you think about the whole situation?
You know what? I saw it and I was almost in tears.
Yeah.
Because I found it so disgusting. Like you said, this person is like, he got up early in the crack of dawn in the morning to snatch girls. And he's been doing it. I don't think this was the first time.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it was so, too comfortable.
Yeah, to be doing that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, because I was discussing this with my friends, and right. obviously this is paedophilia straight
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
It's also abduction. It's yeah. also yeah. attempted rape. It's also, yeah. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's also assault. Like, wow. you're crossing a lot of barriers here.
Yeah.
And you know what you're doing.
Right.
So obviously, I know that this is a psychological thing. Mm. Because, you know, people who are going through this, something psychologically is not right with their mental thinking. Right. Do you get it? It's something not right there. Mm-hmm. However, for me, he knew what he was doing was wrong as well.
Oh, 100. Because why would you scurry off like that?
Exactly. Why are you running? Yeah. Why are you saying that this is my sister?
Yeah.
If you knew that what you're doing is not, if you knew that it was, if you thought it was okay, you right. wouldn't be doing all this. Why are you coming at crack of dawn, early right. morning?
Right.
So this kind of thing is weird. And I get what you mean about the guys.
Yeah.
The guys need to talk to their guys.
100.
But some of these people, we don't even know if they have any friends, any more influences.
Oh, he definitely has friends.
Him?
Yeah.
You think he has friends?
Oh, 100%. They always have friends.
Not all the time, and they always, you know, babe. People are different.
We always think of paedophiles as loners. Trust me, they're so good at integrating with society that no one is... This is the thing. People will see little bits, but they won't...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They won't suspect that he's a full-on paedophile. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I
yeah.
don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know if you remember, but I had a situation, I think, yeah, in mid-year, where I decided to stop talking to somebody because I didn't like the way he was behaving and the way he was dating younger girls. It's very suspicious to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just felt like something was coming, and I just felt, and I spoke to his friends and I said, look, you know he's dating these girls.
Mm.
You don't date these girls.
Mm.
You need to talk to him. Because if you find something wrong with him dating a girl that's a decade younger than him,
yeah,
why are you not talking to him about
it? Nothing?
Why can he not get a girl that's 26, 27, 28? Why does he have to get a 19-year-old?
Yeah.
That's what you need to question. And a lot of people will argue, oh, but women go for men that are older. Fair enough, but that's for financial stability.
Not all the time.
Well, not, I'm saying like, sometimes,
yeah.
In some
okay.
I'm talking about the rare cases. Sometimes it's for financial stability, but more times when a guy is going for a little girl, it's for control.
Yeah,
it's for power.
It's
that's not all the time, because yeah. some of them are. It's a beautiful relationship, but if your boy is constantly like, you know, some people they just fall in love, innit? Like
yeah.
some people, they just happen to be that age and they fall in love.
Mm.
But then there are some people that they specifically set out yeah, to go out with 19-year-olds. Those
mad.
Are the ones that you need to be watching.
Yeah, exactly. Those, if it's like, this is what I'm on,
yes.
it's a bit like...
Because okay. if you fall in love, you fall in love. No
exactly,
problem.
Yeah,
but when you're happens. Like, oh, I only date... Why? You need yeah, to ask your boy,
you
why?
Have to think, you have to think why. Yeah,
you like, can't find no girls you your
that?
Age?
100%.
Do you know what I mean? And I think the same vice versa. If an older woman's going for a little boy...
Yeah, I will tell you.
It's about power.
Say, yeah,
yeah.
I would
exactly.
say to my girls, if my girls are going for younger said, guys, I'll be like, if you said to me you're going for
exactly.
an 18-year-old, I'd be like,
exactly.
What?
Do you know would what I mean? Sit me down and be like, are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know
I
what
think,
I mean? So
yeah.
why is it not the same for them?
Exactly. I think if it's a pattern of behavior, like you said, I agree. If someone's falling, if you fall in love, you fall in love.
Yeah.
But and it can happen. But if it's like I specifically am going
yes.
for this every time.
Yes.
This is what I'm hitting.
Yes.
Then it's a bit like, rah, so what's going on? I know, but the thing is, I know mentally, anyway, men like younger, women right. like older. It's always, that's been proven in science all the time. But when it's like that, in this, how you know society is, I don't know if it's right. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean? If it's constantly, yeah, I'm going for this, has to be this young, has to be, why? Like you said, what do you want to do? Manipulate people? What's going on here?
That's what I'm saying. I feel so sorry for this girl, because she's going to be traumatised for the rest
for
of
the
her
rest
life.
For the rest of her life. That's
she's
the thing.
Be
even
so
if something
damaged.
Didn't happen, if we didn't even get to that stage, the
yeah.
fact that he did what he did,
yeah,
is going to cause her to have probably anxiety,
yeah, yeah,
nervous,
yeah,
that she
PTSD.
Yeah, can't come
yeah.
out of her house,
yeah,
thinking someone's going to be, that is traumatizing.
Yeah.
And I think for me, what's disgusting, I think the whole thing anyway is vile. If any
yeah.
guy comes and does that to you, any person, woman, whatever, comes up to you in the middle of the morning, no matter how old you are,
mm-hmm.
it's vile. But it's the fact that you're coming, it's like you're literally, you're preying on young girls, you're
right.
preying on younger people, knowing
right.
that they're vulnerable, trying to get to school in peace,
mm.
not bothering nobody.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know what? I also thought like I've taken my life for granted because I didn't go to a school local.
Yeah.
I went to a school a bit further and I had to go through parkways. I had to go through alleyways to get to school and no one approached me. I didn't see no one on the corner.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you know what? This
how
is,
many people I've have taken, not had that experience?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I've taken my whole life for granted. Yeah, even and in it the also dark made me a bit wary as well. Mm. Am I going to now have to drop my future exactly. daughter to school?
So what do you think of this? Because there was a tweet out, yeah? And mm-hmm. one girl was like, parents need to understand that they shouldn't just let their kids walk alone. Let them go when they're at an old enough age to do so, probably what, about 15?
Right. Okay?
Like, parents should let them go then. Otherwise, they should be always dropping them to school. What do you think of that?
You know what, yeah? Mm. I agree and I don't agree because sometimes life does not permit you to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, my mum was working. It was absolutely impossible for her to drop me to school. Yeah. She did nights.
Exactly.
She got home around 9. I start school at 9.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, she didn't even get home at 9. Sorry, she finished at 9.
Yeah.
And I start school at 9. So she'd be getting home for like 10, 11.
Yeah.
So it'd be so impossible for her to accompany me to school.
Mm.
But if you can do it, do it. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And at the same time as well, it doesn't give that child the independence they need
exactly.
to grow and to go on. They need to eventually, and there's no age is exempt. Just because you're 15 doesn't mean you can't still mm-hmm. get snatched. I think exactly. it's even worse when you're 15
yeah,
because you're more developed.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think I agree with you 100%. I don't think parents can be blamed for this.
No.
Because number one, like you said, yeah, it timing and double and stuff like that doesn't actually permit you to go and drop your kids to school. My mom was working in the morning, and for her to go and drop me to school, and her work is all the way the other side is long. My dad was also working nights.
Can you imagine?
And number two, when you get to a certain age as well, especially with secondary school,
right,
you do not want your parents to drop you to school every day. You want to go by
it's
yourself.
It's embarrassing.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you don't want to do that as a kid as well. You don't want to do it. You want to go with your friends. You know what I mean? You want to do that kind of stuff. Obviously, it's harder when it gets dark. I'm just fearful because obviously when it gets darker, and nights like this, because I remember when I used to go come home from school at like 4 o'clock and it would be dark.
Yeah.
And my dad would be so vexed with me. And I used to be like, why is he vexing up like this? Like, he'd be like, oh, you're 20 minutes late. I'm like, Dad, but I want to walk with my friends. I want to do whatever.
Yeah.
But for him, in his mind, it's like, it is dark. You are 12.
Yeah, I get it. By yourself. I get it now.
Like, now I get it. Then times I didn't understand. But now in this peak height of winter, it's so hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I can't blame parents for this, because any good parent, they do it. But I think if it's primary school age, if they're 8 years old and stuff, I will drop you to school from that. Like, I'm not letting you go by yourself. Do you get it?
Unless
it's just right around the corner. I won't let you do it by yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's not a parent's issue. It's
not at all.
It's the person who is doing the issue. He should be in jail.
Yes, exactly.
It's jail time.
Exactly, 100%. I hope he gets the worst possible sentence, and I just really hope I send my best wishes to the family.
Gosh.
Yeah, but next headline.
Okay.
Lockdown 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as we know, all pubs, restaurants, and non-essential shops are shut.
Yes.
Can't mix households. Hmm. You cannot leave your house unless it's for a specific reason, such as exercise, childcare, education.
Wow.
Medical care.
Hmm.
Travel is banned.
Gyms travel is banned?
Are closed. Yeah. But apparently, I saw today, there's a specific bubble that you can do.
You're joking.
Like, I don't know. There's a loophole. But what do you think about this? My question to you is, do you actually believe that we are going to get out of lockdown on the 2nd of December? Mr. Boris said.
I don't, you know.
Why?
I actually don't.
You don't have hope?
I don't have hope because I'm just basing it on the last lockdown, the last one that we did, which was March.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be for 1 month. March, was it 22nd now?
One month. It was 3 weeks. I remember them saying it's three weeks.
Then it got extended to 4 weeks. Then it got extended to June.
I don't think so.
And I just think, like, what is going on in this life at the moment? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's hard. I think for people, I mean, everyone's complaining about it.
Right.
But obviously, at the same time, it's for our safety.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know businesses, they're all like, oh, but we need to open at this time. But we need to do this. But at the same time, it's like, generally, it's for our safety. Yes, we were slow. We were super slow in doing things.
Mm-hmm.
This is the consequences now. But I don't think it's going to be a case of we're coming out of it 2nd of December. Small shops might open, yes.
I have to disagree with you about the safety thing, you know.
What do you think? Is it?
Yeah. Mm. I think a lockdown has proven that it doesn't actually do anything.
Mm.
Because if we've gone back to square one, what's the point? What, you're going to lock down every time it goes back to square one?
This is the thing.
Do you know what I mean? I think it needs to be I know this sounds horrible, and I just want to send my condolences to anyone that's lost anybody to this horrible, horrible virus. But I think it's a case of survival of the fittest.
Wow.
I think it's a case of we need to get out there. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Wow.
And whoever's immune system is strong enough to handle it, can handle it. I think that's the only way we can survive, because mm-hmm. we can't keep doing, lockdowns are not effective. We were away for 6 months.
Yeah, but six it did drop months. Down. It did
it
drop
took
down.
1 month to ruin everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it's a case of get that vaccine, hurry up, do that test and trace, hurry up with everything else, and just have everybody just mix, integrate with each other. And whoever makes it, makes it. I know it sounds so, like...
Yeah, I think that's a bit mad, you know.
It sounds mad what I'm saying, but it's do you really think lockdown's going to work? You really think it's going to work?
The thing is, I'm literally, right now, I'm so clueless. Mm. Like, I feel like, okay, there was some kind of... It did drop down.
It did drop down, but the time that when we got out...
It came back up again.
It came back up again.
This is the thing. But this is the thing for me is that if you're saying that survival of the fittest, anybody could go at any time. We don't
That's
even know.
The thing.
Some people don't even have symptoms, man. Do you know what I mean? It's, I don't think they've actually recognised what this thing is. And it's kind of like you're fighting something you have no idea about. Don't know how to attack it. Like, at least with, like, cancer or something, or AIDS, there is some small medication that you can do to prolong life. Or beat it. Some people, they have cancer, they don't have it no more. They actually beat it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But with this one, we're fighting the elements and we're trying to do it so quickly. If you can't find a cure for cancer, if you can't find a cure for AIDS in this how long amount of time,
that's
how are you
what
find
I'm saying.
This vaccine so quick?
How long has AIDS been around? And you're forgetting before coronavirus has been the flu. Flu has been the one killing people left, right, and center. And they can't even get a proper... I'm not going to say all those people didn't take a flu jab. I'm sure they did. But obviously, it wasn't as effective as, you know. Mm. And it literally is, when it comes to flu, as horrible as it sounds, it literally is survival of the fittest.
True.
Some people
true.
Get taken out and some people beat it.
Yeah, it's
the truth. Do you know what I mean? And that's how coronavirus needs to be treated. I think we all need to get it. We all need to build our immune system up and fight it, and then that's it. Whoever makes it, makes it.
I don't know if I like that, though.
I know. It sounds horrible, but I just don't see them making
it. I just don't know.
They keep talking about how a vaccine is coming 2021. So what, they're going to keep us until 2021, Siobhan?
I think they are, babe. I think
till past March.
Yeah, I think they, because we're gonna be in the.
They can't lock us up forever.
Yeah, it's the thing. I don't know how they're gonna crack this, you know, because we're supposed to be in a kind of semi lockdown until March anyway. But then so it's gonna come until next year. But I'm just thinking, I don't know. There's been flu. There's been viruses before, like the Spanish flu that was mad and wiped out bare people, and things died down after a while. It didn't take quick to die down. So maybe we just need patience with it, but. For me personally, I don't know. That's survival of the fittest. I don't know.
Because I don't know. Forgive
I might not
me if
survive,
I'm wrong,
fam.
But
I might
when
not
it
survive.
Was all SARS and when it was all like MERS and Ebola, did they do all of these lockdowns?
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody
but it wasn't
had
so
to keep
rapid.
Going.
It wasn't as rapid like this. And obviously, we didn't. Who got Ebola in England? Three
nah,
people.
No, there was one Scottish nurse. She got it, bro.
Yeah, about five people. But this is like... 40,000 people have died. We've never had this in our generation anyway. We've never seen this for a long time, especially in the West.
Fam, if you see the rates for flu, it's probably worse. The rate of death for flu is probably worse.
Mad.
It's just that the difference about this one is that it kills you quicker.
Quicker.
But the numbers do not compare to flu.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think with this one as well, like with flu, I think if you can't fight it, it's probably because you had already an underlying condition
issues,
or you're very old.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can fight flu with even simple honey and lemon tea. Do you know what I mean? And just keeping yourself
warm. I beg
warm.
To differ. And can take turn to pneumonia. That's how Bernie Mac died.
It's true. That's true. It's true. It's true.
Some people, you'd be surprised.
This is the thing. It's actually mad.
It's very mad. I'm just really upset about the whole gym closing because I was getting my mojo and then...
Is it?
Yeah.
You know what? I was scared to go back to the gym, you know?
Really?
I haven't been to the gym since probably January, man. I was scared because I was thinking...
You're scared to go to the gym, but you was doing...
No, but you know what? In the gym, yeah.
Isn't nightlife worse?
No, but you know what? The gym. Let me tell you. The gym is the sweat particles and all that is the air.
Yeah, but they sanitize more than nightlife people.
No, they do. Maybe. Not all the time. But it depends what nightlife you're talking.
You know when
maybe.
It's selective, like...
It depends what that left you talking. Because at the same time, that that I was going to, people were sweating up and all them things.
Exactly.
They weren't. But gym, people are sweating up. That's the thing. And the apparatus, and if you don't clean it properly, I was a bit like, because the nightlife I'm going to has not been the nightlife. Please, it's been sit down. No, sit down. Sit your ass down, girl. You can't dance. Okay? I wasn't breaking no sweat. I had to come home and dance.
Okay.
So, you know, it's been dry out here, fam.
Oh, man.
Do you get it? I think for me, you know, I can't lie. I'm not saying I go out every day, but I do go out. I like to just be sociable. But at the same time, it's nice to stay in. It's winter now. But I think for me, what I don't like
the duress, I'm a homebody, but I don't like the duress.
Yeah. I do miss sometimes going to the club and actually dancing and feeling.
You know
free.
What? I'm not even a club person, but I was craving. I was like, I really want to shake a leg.
Or just to have a drink at a bar.
As in?
And not even, you know what I mean? Not have no...
Rona, can you just go? No, like, worries. It's time.
Never in our lifetime did you imagine this would happen.
I'm telling you, this is going to be a story for the grandkids, honestly.
100%, right?
I'll tell you about 2020, when your grandma was in her prime.
I swear.
Next headline. Cool. So... we are going to discuss, I've just got some dirty people in my headlines today.
Wow.
We are going to discuss, is she a woman? I don't even know.
Mm-mm.
An animal called Mariam Mola, a.k.a. Mariam Imbula, a.k.a. Npopo, a.k.a.
Wow.
Npapa Mbula, because we don't know what her name is.
Oh, so things you just said now.
Those are all
her
names. She's been changing them. Oh, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, tell me why, girl.
She is in a new... Well, I don't think she gave permission, a new documentary has been made about her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Catch Her If You Can.
Yeah,
it's on BBC Three. Oh, my goodness, you need to
watch
it.
I'll watch it tonight.
So, if you don't know who Mariam Mola is... she is currently a senior pastor with a notorious church called Spac Nation. And she is also a career criminal who is addicted to Louis Vuitton, Fendi and flexing on social media. Mm. Now, the atrocities that this girl has committed towards human beings, she needs to be placed in the hottest part of hell. She needs to be in VIP.
Wow, babe.
Yes. She needs to be there, sitting. Mm-mm. Because she has exploited numerous people out of thousands of pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. Often pretending like she's giving a helping hand, but she never ever gives their money back.
Mm-mm.
Dozens of ex-worshippers claimed they were forced to take out bank loans and hand thousands of pounds to fund the church's lavish spending.
Yes.
So, there were, I think, three women on the documentary.
Yes.
Is it three?
Is it an hour documentary?
No, it's actually half an hour, but there's much in there.
Is it only one episode?
I didn't like the fact that it was so short, but it's
because
it's so jam-packed. It should have been longer.
Yeah.
It's so jam-packed.
Is it only one episode as well?
Sorry?
Only one episode.
It's only one episode.
For half an hour, are they all right?
Yeah, but it's so good. It's so good. When I watched it, it revealed that last year, she has had at least 13 convictions and she for 34 offences, including fraud.
Mm.
Mariam has been to jail several times in both England and abroad. So Spain and Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
She has scammed a woman called Tamara Gal, her husband, out of £100,000.
What?
£100,000.
Mm.
She scammed somebody for $2,000 because she promised them that, you know, she would get tickets for them, discounted tickets for them to Jamaica.
Are you joking?
Yep. She got another lady to take a $5,000 loan out and promised to pay her back. She didn't pay her back.
Mm-mm.
The girl is still paying the loan now.
Wow.
She befriended a mother in Spain. I think this has to be the worst one. So
when
she was in Spain, she went to prison and she met this woman. And this woman, I think, could not speak Spanish, right?
Yes.
This woman had her children in England. Mm. Yeah, she was a mother. She befriended the mother, and because Mariam could speak Spanish, she was talking to the Spanish officials and the mother. I don't know. They didn't disclose why the mother was in jail. I'm assuming it was probably papers or something. Yeah. Like detaining her or something, I'm hoping. Mm. But they said basically she was like an interpreter for the mother and the Spanish authorities, even though she was in jail, if okay. that makes sense.
Yes.
Now, Mariam fake called the daughter. The daughter is in England. Mm. And said, you know, she pretended to be immigration. Wow. And she called her and said, you need to send 10 grand to bail your mother out. And I thought, you know, when you watch these stories, you're like, I would never fall for that. I would never fall. But I promise you, if somebody said to me, my mum's in jail in Spain.
Yeah.
And, you know, this person's from immigration. You need to pay £10. I'm finding that. I'm finding that 10 grand.
Yeah. Even if it's a loan or something.
Even if it's a loan, I'm fine. So that one, because the other ones, you can see, okay. You shouldn't take a loan out for your friend. Or you shouldn't borrow your friend money. Okay, fine. Yeah. But the fact that she called and pretended this is someone's mother. Of course I'm going to take 10 grand out. Cool. The girl sent the 10 grand to Mariam, thinking it's immigration. But then Mariam called back and asked for an additional 5 grand and £600. So in total, she sent 15 grand for her mum to be bailed out. And it was all a scam.
Oh my gosh.
And I think I think that's the most heartbreaking one.
Yeah.
Because anybody would have done that.
Yeah.
Anybody. Yeah. Your mum's in jail. 100%. Anyone's going to do that.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
God.
Now, for me, I'm just not understanding why the authorities are not intervening in all properly. Of this.
Yeah.
Like, how much evidence do you need? And these are only people that have come forward. There's probably people that are not even speaking.
Yeah, of course.
And they're just so embarrassed that they got scammed like this. What do you think about this whole situation?
This is very crazy. And from like last year times, I started watching, I told you, right, the Exposer on YouTube.
Yeah.
And he or she or whatsoever, has been exposing them like ferociously since last year.
Yeah.
Exposing the whole Spat Nation thing. Yeah. And he exposed Mariam Mola a long time ago about her jail and stuff. This woman's even been on TV. She's been on This Morning. Long time ago. Because people thought who she... I don't know how. People thought she was who she said she was.
Yes. Because she kept changing her name. She's smart.
Like, this is big scamming. And for me, this is... it's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Because when you give your money like this, thinking that you're giving your money to a cause or whatsoever, and you're just scamming people, it is disgusting. And it needs jail time. I don't understand how she's managed to avoid jail again, because she should be in there now again permanently now for a longer time. I don't know how she's out here still rolling.
I don't understand it.
And she thinks she's a celebrity, you know.
Honestly.
Like, the Exposer was saying the other day, he was like, listen, like, this woman is deluded because she thinks that, you know, she's on TV and whatsoever. So she thinks that
this is clout
for
her.
Big name. Yeah, like I'm getting exposure. People are using my name for clout. But this is the wrong things you're doing. People are exposing you for terrible acts that you keep on doing.
Right.
And it's like an obsession with this money thing again. Do you know what I mean?
It's a sickness.
It's a sickness. How are you scamming a woman? So what happened? The woman gave her the money. How did she come out of jail after that? Did they say?
No, she didn't come out of jail.
Wow.
And because the mum obviously couldn't come back to England, she was kicked out of the house.
Mm-mm.
So she made her homeless. Her and her... The girl is looking after her siblings, and I think one of them was severely disabled.
Oh, gosh.
So they got kicked out of the house. How can you... Okay, I get... I don't get stealing. I'm not going to say I get stealing, but I get when people fraud. But how can... Where's your heart? Like,
there's no heart. And the thing is, they're hiding it behind a church.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
This is wickedness.
It's too wicked.
This is too
devilish,
man.
She's the real-life Frank Agbenel, man. She's the real-life... And the thing is, you know, she had a whole shop in Westfield.
You're joking.
Called Cindy Shoes, yeah.
Westfield, Stratford.
As in Westfield, Stratford. This girl is local. She's in Docklands, you know.
I thought she...
She's in East London.
You're lying.
No.
She's an East Londoner.
She's an East Londoner.
Oh my
there was
gosh.
Also another girl as well. She said, let's do... This is why... That's... You know what? I like the documentary because it's made me aware. There was a girl that did business with her.
Mm.
And obviously, me and you, we're like that as well. If you saw a business opportunity, you would invest. I would invest. Who wouldn't? The girl did not get her money back.
God, man. Oh, so she thought she was invested in her shoe business.
No, not. It was a business like some, like, oh, for instance, me and you were talking about this podcast and
yeah,
we start pouring money into it and whatever.
Okay.
And I just don't get the money back. You've just run away with it.
So you just ran away.
Yeah. And you've blocked me and I have no way of contacting you and anything.
This is wickedness.
It's wickedness.
And if, you know what is wild is because it's a girl. Like, yeah. I know, obviously, I know girls do this, but it's, I think it's more,
she's,
you hear more
accused
that men do it.
Of leading a whole gang in Italy.
Wow.
Because they all had clone cards.
Yeah.
And they were going around to like all the, you know, designer boutiques and spending loads of money. She's being accused,
man,
of being the leader.
Indeed.
She's a mastermind.
Yeah.
She's scary.
Bad. And then, and how old is she, please? Like 30, isn't it?
Yeah, she's 30.
Jeez.
She's my age. I probably know. I've probably bumped into her.
That's the thing.
This is the thing. The way that she's local is so scary. It's absolutely scary. And I think the authorities need to do something.
Yeah,
because
like,
it's getting beyond ridiculous
in
now.
That the whole organisation in itself.
Yeah.
Like, the authorities, I feel like the authorities have just been tiptoeing each time.
Yeah.
There's been so much evidence about it. There's
honestly
been so much things that's come out. And it's been like, okay, these people are not doing good for the community.
Right.
How much things, how much more
I don't,
things
I don't understand
do you
it.
Need?
I never will.
I don't get
it.
What are they doing?
Mm.
What are they doing that people are not be able to put these people in jail? Because from the top to the bottom, a lot of it needs to be in jail now. Do you know
there's
what I mean?
So many things. There's rape, there's kidnapping.
Yeah,
there's fraud,
for real.
There's,
and those
so
trap
many
houses
stories
as well.
It's
many
gone
stories
to the House of Commons.
It's gone to the
what
House of Commons.
What else do you need?
It went to the House of Commons. But like every time, it's like it's being swept underneath the carpet,
yeah,
again.
Yeah.
And the thing is as well, what is bad for even me, I would say, is
yeah
that I'll see like Pastor Toby
right
online doing something silly and I'm here kicking with it.
It's true.
You know, you seem to forget that
yeah
this is a person that is doing mad
yeah
stuff.
It's
but obviously
true
no one can judge. Everyone's got something that they do that's bad. Not
of
that
course
we're doing, but I'm just trying to say not to
but
judge people.
I don't like it when people do bad things and it affects
yeah
others.
Like you know
it
what
ruins
I mean? This
lives
is mad. It's like, for example, Hush Puppy. When he
right
was online, you'll see his thing and be like, oh boy, this guy is mad doing
yeah
fraud, you know. But at the same time, when you actually look at the behind the scenes,
right,
this person doing this fraud is taking away
food
a house for
mouth
somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody that had their one house or paying off their mortgage comfortably.
Yeah.
They're giving you that money. Now they don't have a house to live in.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to fraud, yeah, it's because we can't see the suffering first
right
and foremost.
Right.
We see the money and we don't see the behind the scenes. How did you get this money? Like,
yeah,
all these cards you're doing, somebody is not benefiting. It's not always the bank.
It's true.
Role. Somebody that might be very not wealthy, don't have money to
trust
their name.
Me.
You're taking from the poor.
Trust
that's
me
when it becomes a bit, nah, this
it's
is
disgusting.
It's wrong in any way. As Christians, we know this is wrong in any way.
Yeah.
But you don't realise that sometimes when it's the poor people that are suffering
yeah
hard from this fraud,
yeah,
it's bad. Because how can you imagine that you're investing into a business, you go and see someone thinking this is a legit person, there's a
yeah
girl as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah
you'd be thinking, okay, this is somebody I can roll with, a cool person.
Right, right.
But on the level as you and me, and then you block me after I give you, what,
yeah,
10 grand or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so sad. It's so sad.
Bad, man.
But I really, really, really hope all those victims get their reparations.
Yeah,
I 100%. Really do. I don't know how. I don't know how she's going to pay back 100K. Mm. But at that point, yeah, this girl has so much money, she can wipe her bum with it. Because
wow
even one of the girls was like, she used to see her with large wads of cash in her room.
Mm.
And it was like stacks.
What?
Yeah. So mm-mm this girl has a lot of money. Like,
and
literally.
From thieving.
Yeah, from
not
stealing.
Hard earned.
And the video that scares me, she's like, there's some people, they haven't taken out loans and I'm going to force them to take
mm-hmm
out loans
mm-hmm
for me. I want to fight this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if I see her on road, it's on site.
This is what she keeps doing.
I want to fight this girl for all of these people. Somebody needs to box her. That's
yeah
what it is.
Like,
no one's boxing her. This is the problem.
This is the thing.
Somebody needs to box her in her mouth and
but
she needs to get
it's
really
happened
beat
already
up.
And it's just still continue. I don't understand how it's been going on for this long.
Honestly.
This is the thing.
I just want to take back my last comment just in case police catch me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. For you know, legal
we can
reasons.
We can take that
I have no
out
intention
worry,
of hitting her, but it's just for entertainment purposes. Okay, so we're going to get onto the main. We don't want to give her too much clout, but we're going to get onto the main topic. Okay, so today's topic is,
yes,
does the price of an engagement ring really matter? So one of the last topics we spoke about was about dating.
Yes.
But fast forwarding now, we're fast forwarding to an engagement.
Uh-huh.
So on Twitter, I saw a picture that went viral. And it was about the most puny ring yes. I'd ever seen in my life. It okay. had no sparkle, no shine. And allegedly, it was only purchased for $20.
Okay.
And the caption on top of the picture asked, if your man gave you this engagement ring, would you accept it? Which made me question myself.
Yeah.
Does the price of engagement ring really matter? Some argued it means he doesn't like you enough or he doesn't respect you, whilst others contested that he might be having financial difficulties or he may intend to get you a ring later. Mm. And then the fair few debated that love conquers all. So my question to you, Siobhan, is what would you do if your husband gave you that ring? And does it matter to you what ring you get?
This is the thing, you know, I feel personally that in essence, it shouldn't matter at all because at the end of the day,
sorry,
truthfully, like if we're being honest, this, when we're getting married, we forget that a marriage is a sacrament to God. There's not supposed to be a thing of, you know, these things are just things. You get what I'm saying?
And
your love is supposed to be what conquers all in this situation. And I feel like, you know, even if the person gave you a ring that was paper, the fact that the symbol is supposed to be a paper. Level of symbolism. Ooh, I know. I stretched it. Lord. I stretched it there. It's supposed to be a level of symbolism of your love. It's not supposed to be a level of finance.
Okay.
However, however, okay, because I've seen silly things as well. I've seen a man make a ring out of bottle glass, but I think I told you before, beer bottle. He smashed a beer bottle and he made a ring for his wife, an engagement ring.
Wow.
The ring was actually nice. I can't even lie. It was nice, but it's made of glass, bro. As in, as soon as you do something crazy, it will break.
Right.
It's glass, you know? So at the same time, for me personally, even though it's a symbol of love, it's also a symbol of, okay, I'm paying for this because I'm showing you how much I care for you.
Right.
I'm not saying that it has to be. For me, it doesn't have to be in the 100,000s range. It doesn't have to be 50,000 or something. But it has to be of some sort of value. So I know that, okay, right, this guy is, he values me this much. He's willing to spend this on me.
Right.
So I think that level of how it should, that's how it should be perceived as. But at the same time as well, I understand the basis should be about love and whatsoever. But I think the main thing is the society's pressures, which is making us women think we need to have a ring that is 100,000.
Blinging.
We need to have it blingy. We need to have it crystal. You know, I think it's society's pressures because if I go to my friend, and they ask me how much his ring is and I say it's $20, I'm going to be feeling ashamed. I'm going to £20, sorry. I'll be feeling ashamed. I can't let this guy buy me an engagement ring for £20 because I will feel ashamed because I know society has pressurized me to feel like I should have more. And yes, you should have more. Why not? You know, as a woman, why shouldn't you have more? If they're not going to give you more, why shouldn't you? What do you think?
Me personally, I just, you know when like, okay, we all aspire to be rich,
Yes.
But you know when you like actually interact with rich people and then you realize like, wow, there's a different level of rich.
There is.
Do you know what I mean? Like they start talking about stuff and you're like, oh, wow, I didn't even know this was a thing. But anyways, I was focused for the longest time on the look of the ring.
Okay.
And the
The aesthetics,
and I was focusing on the quality of the ring as well. And I know, like, for me, ideally, you would want something a bit more expensive because, not because, oh, I can go around and say, oh, Siobhan, look at my expensive ring.
Yeah.
But just because it will last and it my finger last. Won't turn green. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the only way.
It can't be rusting now.
Exactly.
Can you imagine? So it's supposed to be a permanent ring.
Exactly. So for you to get me a £20 ring, I will be offended. I'm not going to lie. I'll give it back to you.
And I'll be like, babe. But how would you know if the person hasn't told you? This is the thing. A lot of guys are probably giving rings and telling their future wife, this is costing this much or whatsoever.
Don't buy it for me.
Yeah, you might not
Let's
know
save me. Up for a proper one. Don't give me a £20 ring. Yeah. Don't do it. Because why?
But how would you know if it's £20?
Oh, of course. You can tell. What's that? What's that? The cubic zirconia? You can tell when something's cubic zirconia. It starts going green anyway. You can't. I want something that I can never take off. It's a symbolism
it's supposed
of our
to
love.
Be, yeah, it's supposed
do you know what I mean?
Like that.
And it means that I'll never take it off. So if you're buying me a £20 ring, just know it's gonna come off because I'm thinking, oh, it's gonna rust or it's not gonna survive in the water or it's gonna look.
For real.
Do you know what I mean? So. I'm sorry, dear future husband, use your logic. The more you spend, the better quality you get.
It's the truth.
Do you know what I mean?
It's
so it doesn't make sense for you to buy me a cheap ring. I'm going to tell you to take it back.
Yeah.
And another thing is, I was watching a series called Selling Sunset on Netflix.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if you've watched it.
I've heard of it. Yeah, it's the one, the housing one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were talking about a particular kind of ring, and I didn't even know about this ring. It's called Moissanite.
It's called what, sorry?
I think it's... Let me just double check that it is Moissanite. I think it's Moissanite.
Moissanite.
And yeah, it's... Yeah, Moissanite. And it's basically what it says here. My understanding of it is that it's like a reinforced cubic zirconia.
Wow.
But it says it's naturally occurring silicone carbide. So it's basically a fake crystal.
Oh, really?
Fake crystal. Fake diamond,
fake
basically.
Diamond. Okay.
And I was shocked because this Moissanite thing, is bordering on like $1,000 to $10,000, you know?
What?
And people think, oh, like it's a diamond and it's not.
So what's the point? Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Why didn't
so
you
that's
try
why I was like...
get a real diamond? Google how much is diamonds, please.
Okay, let's see.
Because I think it depends on the size in it as well. You could get a small diamond.
Yeah.
And
just get me the real thing.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't
just
even need to be
thing.
Massive.
Yeah. It could be a small diamond. But even size, babe, size is also questionable because I know, for example, if you were to get a small diamond, it can also cause controversy because people are going to look and say, oh, is that what he got you? I don't mean to make it a society. I think, you know, it's a push from society.
Yeah.
Because you could be happy with your ring, you know, but it's the fact that when you have all these other people that will
in
obviously want to be looking at your finger, they're going to be commenting. Do you know what I mean? It's a different level of clothing of item, like either.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? It's a different
there's
level.
A diamond called Gia. Oh my days.
Is it nice?
Let me see, bruv.
But you know what? The diamonds I'm seeing
Gia
here.
Diamond. Oh.
There's some for like £125, you know.
What?
But there, I wonder if
they're see,
actually
look,
real
there's diamonds
diamond.
Here, but this is the thing. I don't know.
Oh,
if
sorry,
the...
I put Disney ring.
I don't know if this is the real ring, you know, because obviously there's diamond rings here for like a grand,
Okay.
And then there's other rings that are like 10 grand.
Yeah, but it
like
depends.
The Gia ring is 10 grand. So I'm thinking, you know, the rings that are 1 grand, they are the Moissanite that everyone's talking about.
No, but it might not be, you know. It could be a case of, because it's just one diamond. It's a Gia diamond, got loads of different diamonds. And the quality of the diamond as well.
It's paired and it's carat.
Yeah, it's different. I think
you're right. It could be that, it's the quality. It's quality diamond.
The quality, and it's also even the ring
it's
itself.
10 grand,
is the ring gold.
Louise.
Is it nice?
I can't even see. It's saying pear drops. I hate pear drops. That's another thing as well. What shape ring do you like?
That's the thing, shape.
What shape ring do you like?
I think I don't mind.
I don't like square. I don't like pear dropped.
I don't think I mind square. I don't mind square.
I don't like hexagon either.
I didn't know there was hexagon.
I don't think I like a lot of rings.
I don't think I like pear drop. Pear drop can look a bit cheapy.
I hate pear drop with a passion.
Yeah,
I think that's my worst
cheapy.
One.
Do you know what I mean?
Followed by square.
I don't mind square. It has to be nice square. So you prefer circle then?
Well, it's weird because there's this ring that is supposedly a circle, but it looks to me like it's a... it's a square.
Is it?
It's a bit weird. Let me show you. It's like, I think, that's a circle, right, isn't it?
No, that's more like a square thing.
Yeah, but they're saying it's circle.
Is it?
Yeah.
That one's not bad.
Do you know what I mean? I don't even mind something similar like that. How much is this? It's a grand.
Really?
So what's your budget? What's the
what
price
is your
range?
Budget? That's the thing. I was going to go on to budgets because, to be honest with you, I think about weddings. Obviously, I know my friends have got married and, you know, I know the cost of wedding, especially nowadays.
Right.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The hall itself.
What do you mean nowadays?
More than back in the day.
No, not nowadays.
What?
You only have to have 30 guests.
Oh, as in nowadays,
I'm pulling your leg.
Oh, man. That's the thing. Imagine when we get married. Imagine if we'll still be the same. That's God that's forbid, the thing. You know.
You know what's mad? I don't even mind that.
You don't mind?
I don't mind having a small.
So you want a small wedding? Group of,
I've always wanted a big wedding. I mean, ideally, you want a big wedding, but I actually don't mind because I'd save a lot of money.
That's the thing.
And I would have a dope honeymoon. Yeah. So long as I save a lot of money and have a dope honeymoon, I don't care about how many people are there. Because essentially, you're paying for everyone to eat, and I don't. That's never don't like made that. Me happy.
Is it? You never like that?
Nah.
You know what? For me, I'm not going to lie, yeah.
When if comes... I was rich, I wouldn't mind a massive rich, but I'm not rich, so.
That's why we have to secure the rich guys. Okay? We have to try and make the bag Jesus ourselves.
Jesus is Lord.
Because I think, when I think about it properly, we always say, because I always imagine my wedding is going to be a nice big wedding.
Right.
And I don't think about the costs. Yes. I just forget about the costs.
Yeah.
But everything is in the detail and it's expensive.
It's expensive halls for no reason.
So expensive for a day.
You're for talking one about day.
$8,000 on a hall. You're talking about the church hiring. You're That's talking what I'm about saying. The bridesmaids' dresses. Are you gonna pay for your dress, girl?
I know one no, girl, she spent $30,000. She spent $30,000 on her wedding.
Yeah.
I don't even want to expose her like this, but basically just wasn't financially stable for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be in that situation.
That's the thing.
If I'm going into marriage, I don't want to struggle financially.
You don't want
to
struggle.
Just and to I've do show,
seen
show.
It happen. Yeah, I've seen
I mean,
it happen.
I mean, if he's well off, if he's got a really good job and he can afford it, fine.
Fair enough.
Do you understand? But if we know realistically, we don't have... we have $30,000 between us, but we'd rather not spend it on that.
Like
we'd
this.
Rather put on a deposit for our house. Why
exactly.
not?
Exactly.
Why is, not do traditional?
This is the thing. This is the problem. Like, one of my people that I know, someone that knows somebody told me that basically when they got married, her right. and her husband, they did like a very big Indian wedding.
Right.
And I think they did like a normal wedding as well.
Yeah.
The whole thing cost around 40K.
Yeah, easy.
And then it came to the case of like, they were thinking, bruh, we've done, and they did a big honeymoon. The honeymoon as well was epic.
Yeah.
They spent money. Like, it was like a movie set. They said that it was like a proper movie going to their wedding.
Yeah.
But now, a house to live in, they're scraping now.
Look at that.
Everything is scraping.
Look at that.
Because of that,
it's
one
not worth
big
it.
Day. I don't know if it's worth it.
It's not.
That's what I'm saying. If you can financially do, I hope when I get to that stage, soon it will be financially secured. There won't be no.
That's
like,
what
expense
I'm saying.
Spent.
If I'm gonna splash on a wedding, I need to get a house on that as well.
Yeah, but
that's
I
the
hope
thing.
After that, I can be also stable with where I'm living.
Exactly.
You know, I don't want to
exactly.
have to be struggling.
I don't want to be scrimping and scrimping because that's the number one problem in divorce is financials.
Mm-hmm.
If we are struggling financially, we're not gonna have a happy marriage.
It's true,
and that's why a lot of people get divorced quickly.
I'm glad you said this because a lot of people think infidelity and whatsoever.
No.
But it's actually finances.
It's actually finance. Because if you're scrimping and scramping, you're coming home every day, you're vexed. Money's not enough. You're just about reaching to pay the mortgage, of course. It doesn't put you in a good mood.
I know
firsthand because obviously I've been unemployed before
and
I know my mood when I've got money and when I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And sometimes you don't even mean to be horrible to the person
you're
living with.
But it's just how you feel.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a struggle.
So the person's coming home miserable every day
mm-hmm.
because they're like, I don't even know how I'm going to pay this or that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a lot. It's a lot. Finances is a lot. And I want to make sure that I enter a marriage where it's patterned. And if it means that I have to sacrifice a big wedding, then so be it.
Mm.
Because I don't really like attention.
Do you know?
I don't like attention anyway. I'm more than happy to do a traditional wedding.
Mm.
But if we can do it, if we can do a big wedding, then fine. It's
so
not a problem.
Do you still want to do your traditional or you don't?
Want to do my traditional. Mm-hmm. There's no way around that, yeah?
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, if we look at our finances and we just cannot, like...
Do separate.
It's looking like we're going to have to take a loan out for just a one-day wedding. No.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If we're both in a financially good place and we can afford it...
Then come.
100%. Yeah. Bring out that big white dress for me.
Mm.
But if
also,
not...
Also, you would just do the traditional and not the other bit.
Yeah. That's what a lot of... I don't know about other countries, but that's what a lot of Ghanaians do.
Oh, is it?
They just do the traditional bit and that's marriage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so the traditional counts as marriage for you guys.
Yeah. Okay. That's our way of marriage. Is we've adopted the European way of marriage. Mm. I mean, Western world of marriage, but
yeah,
it's not. That's our way of marriage in Ghana. Like, you literally go. We have like a whole ceremony. Like, you knock on the door. Okay. You go to the parents' house. You give the dowry.
Yeah,
that is our ceremony. You know, obviously here it's like, oh, if you don't have the white wedding, you're not married.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't think like that in Ghana.
But do you have to still do like? Because I know with some of my friends, for example,
yeah,
if it is a traditional, they would have to still do like registry office and
oh yeah sign yeah I that. Have to do that as well, but okay, that one okay. is that's a little white gown, that's not
yeah that's not it's serious. Not a massive have to be yeah yeah
princess not, dress you know mm-hmm, what I mean that's mm-hmm. that needs to be done as well but I'm talking about the big white wedding. I just think it's a scam. Yeah, I just think it's such a scam. I mean, it's nice if you've got the money for it, it's nice, but if you haven't got the money for it, why?
Wow.
Why are you killing
it's
yourself?
It's mad, you know, because I feel like, so some of my friends who are Nigerian,
right.
they've said to me that they've kind of been half and half, some of them, not all of them, because some of them are dead on doing traditional.
Yeah.
But some of my girls are like, nah, if I don't have to do traditional, I would just do
the white wedding.
Yeah, and just leave it. Because sometimes it's an extra expense, or it's a case of, yeah, it's extra expense, or it's a case of we will join it together. Like, you do the whole day in one, the traditional and the thing in one.
Interesting.
Because it's too much. I think when it comes down to finances as well, sometimes it can be, you know, we have to do it this way rather than do the whole traditional. Yeah, there's some girls that have been like, I'm not traditional anyway, so it's calm. I'm not going to do it. Do you know what I mean? Unless the family is very cultured and they're like, no, you have to do it. Mm-hmm. Some of my girls have been like, no, I don't want to do traditional. Don't like it. So it's mad, isn't it? It's mad. But
proper mad.
I feel like you said, I feel like it's a scam in the sense that the prices are just more absurd than ever.
Yeah.
And I think the expectations as well. Because back in the day, black people around the globe, especially in the West, in England, and white people and Asian people, they were happy to do their weddings in school halls. They were happy to do a reception there.
Now, and go and try fine. And do that.
Now.
The way people like, laugh at you.
Yeah, you could never say, I'm doing mine in a... Well, some people might still do it, but, you know, it's that kind of culture of, are you in a school hall quickly? It's kind of calmed down, like, or just a hall over there. I mean, now it's like, if you have to do it big, especially with us, our generation as well, what we've seen other people do and how they've done it, you have to do it big. Like, one of my friends that got married as well, she was Nigerian, she didn't do traditional, and when I went to her wedding, the church bit, I was a bit like, I didn't go to the reception bit after, but the church that she went to and did it in, I was like, man, that's what you guys booked. I don't know their budget, I don't know if they can afford it, but for me as the guest attending, I was like, this is shabby, man. Do you get? But yeah, and I couldn't believe it because this girl is not like this. Do you know what I mean? But at the same time, I don't know her finances. I don't know what they can afford. I don't know if this was their dream place. This I don't know. It. Do you get what I'm saying? But I think it's the expectations of your guests, expectation of you as yourself as well, of what you imagine your wedding to be. And it's like, you have to fulfill it the way you want it these days.
But this is the thing. I've gone to those lavish halls before and it's been dead. It's been absolutely dead. And then I've gone to a school hall. And it's been live.
Yeah.
People are dancing all over the tables. People are... It's mad.
Nah, yeah.
It's mad. It's ridiculous as well. I've seen people spend, 10 grand on a venue and get divorced within a year.
For the day, you know.
It's... No. No.
Wow.
I think even... To be honest with you, I feel like the smaller you do it, the more longevity your marriage has as well.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Like, even... Some of my bedrooms have been real with me, innit? Like, I've had a couple of bedrooms that have got divorced and stuff. And I've had a couple of bedrooms that are older and now. And they've quickly, especially my bedroom, my good bedroom, she got divorced and she's remarried.
Yeah.
And she said, gee, I just got a quick thing. And they are so madly in love.
Wow.
And she's so happy. And if you know how much she spent before that, you'd cry.
That is very sad as well.
Yeah.
Especially when you know you as a lady, you've put your money involved in this.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And then it's coming into tatters.
But her second marriage was a quick registry thing.
Yeah.
It only had her mum, her dad, her sister, and I think a cousin. And that was it. They're done. And they've been together for what? how many years?
Wow, and they're happy.
And they're happy, that's absolutely the thing.
So this is the thing about weddings, and even the whole, even when it comes to engagement ring, I mm-hmm. feel like a lot of people, they're doing it for the expectations of other people.
Exactly, this is the thing.
You know?
Me personally, I'm not doing it for the expectation of others. It's for me personally, it's the longevity of the ring, like the quality. Like, I don't want it to spoil.
No, I get
Let's
that.
Let's be real. So just get me as... Preferably,
bro.
I want the real thing. If it's like, you know, you can get like the closest to the real thing, then something that won't be turning green.
Yeah.
Then
the thing is,
we'll
I don't want to know the price. I want you to choose it. I don't want to know the price. I don't want to know.
Is price an issue?
Like, yeah, if you found out. Bringing an issue up. Yeah.
If you found out your ring was a grand, how would you feel?
You'd be like, oh, really?
How would you feel?
I don't know. I'd just be like, oh, really, is it?
That's a very... You know what? I've never
but
really...
I don't want to... I'd rather not know. Yeah, because if I... Because a grand, yeah, is still expensive for a ring.
But it's doable,
But it's not as expensive as it could be. Do you get it? But you know, people would be spending 20 grand at least.
Oh, no. I don't want my man to be spending no 20 grand on a ring. No.
Okay.
That's too much.
Okay, so what's your ideal price? Even though grand is not
Where
that bad.
Where'd my future husband be listening?
So what, if the ring was £500?
It's a mad thing, you know.
It's £500
because
too cheap.
Because I don't want my future husband to be stressed, you get?
Exactly.
It's a mad thing, but at the same time, I just feel like, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
But is a grand
enough? I feel
like
a grand is doable, isn't it? I'm not being funny, right? I'm not being funny, right? But I feel like a grand is doable. So I would say... Oh, I don't want to say. I'm not
Why
sure.
Why are you scared? Why are you scared, man?
Oh my gosh. Definitely don't want a grand ring.
You don't want
I don't want a ring where I can buy it myself, basically.
So you So you want more than a grand?
Yeah.
So even so, so £500 ring, no.
No, hell no.
A grand and more. Not a grand, sorry. So 2 grand.
I'd say 3.
3 grand.
Like, I think that's even the minimum. Like, if you can go a bit higher, that'd be great.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? For me, I want you to spend, I think 1,000 I can be okay with. But I don't want to know. I think as long as it's not a ring that is rusty and no one can say to me that's a ring from Half Price Jewelers. I saw it there.
That's what I'm saying.
That everybody else has got. It's something that I know is unique. I know you spent money on it, but don't have to tell me the
price.
And
I want you to go to a proper jeweler's. Like, don't go to Argos.
Don't go to Argos. Like, go to a proper jeweler's. But I don't think I need to know the price. Unless you want
to tell me. Why don't you need to know the price, though?
Because
I'm intrigued.
It will cause issue now.
Really?
Because
if your man came to you with a £500 ring...
Then I will feel now away. I didn't have to feel that. I could have been... If I didn't know the price and you told me... Yeah, if you told me it's an expensive ring and I can see it looks expensive, do you get it? Because I don't know a lot about diamonds and stuff, but you know
that's
something
the thing.
Exactly. So people can gin on you. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
If the guy came with a ring that doesn't
You just
rust,
have to finesse me.
Yeah, that's the thing. But I would rather, because no one, unless people are going to come and expect my ring, they shouldn't be doing that anyway or coming to look. It should be a case of, as long as it looks decent, I like it, and I know that you spent money on it, I need to know how much it was. If it's above a grand,
how do you
fine.
Feel about going to pick your own ring?
I don't know if I like that, you know. I think my mum did that with my dad. I think they went to go choose. But I don't think I like that. That's to surprise me.
Yeah, but what if he surprises you and it's like a pear drop? Oh my gosh, I'd literally cry.
I think you have to give them the hints first, innit? Like, tell them, this is what I don't like. I don't like this. I don't like pear drop, fam. Can't be a proper team.
I'm so glad that you share the same distaste for pear drop.
Yeah, I don't really like
pear drop.
Because
I feel like everybody loves pear drop. I hate it with a passion.
I think it can look a bit weird. You know?
It looks so buttered.
Yeah, I'm not really into hair drop. I think it looks a bit weird.
It does.
Yeah, I think if you give it to me, I'll be like... I would rock it. I'll have to grow to love
really?
It. If it's,
no, we'd have to swap it.
Is
I'm
it
sorry.
Swap it straight
Do you know
away?
What I'd do? I'd whisper in my husband's ear and be like, babe, I love you, but we need to swap this ring.
Yeah.
You got the receipt?
Yeah. He needs to be a patient
Dear future
man,
husband, please keep the receipt to the ring because I'm very pernickety. Please.
That's the thing.
Just keep it. So what if he got you a teardrop and then you both decided to go and swap it? Is it still not special? You still want him to go to the shop, back to the shop, and pick your own ring.
Yeah, I really like a guy. Yeah,
that yeah. is able it's to more do, special, isn't it? It's
special. Yeah. I like guys that are able to do proper surprises and yeah. proper spontaneity, not stupid spontaneity. And I will explain to you in the yeah. sense that when guys say, oh, "I'm spontaneous, babe," but their spontaneous means come around my house at 9 o'clock. That's what their level of spontaneity is. Oh my goodness! I'm not on that. I'm on romance. I've told
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I want to be romance.
Surprise me, romance. Me, it's surprise true. Me. So if you're gonna do it, I want you to do it. I can follow you. Yeah, mm. do you get, but I don't have to be there. I want to see what you're able to come up with. Do you get what I'm saying? I think when it comes to the wedding, yeah, mm. the men, they should get. I think men should get involved more yeah. than they do. But they leave yeah. it to us. We have a lot more control yeah. of the wedding, how we want it, because we've been programmed to feel like that it's our day.
Yeah,
but that man should also have input, because he's put 100%. His money down.
100%. So I have a feeling that my man will have. Import. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm, wow.
And also, silver band or gold band? You need to think about these things. You need to think about these things in, so it can come into fruition.
You need to think about these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I've always liked, yeah? Jennifer Lopez, when she got engaged to Ben Affleck.
Not that yellow ring.
The yellow one.
Oh, let me Google this that thing again. That
yellow one. I like it.
Let me see
though.
It.
Let me see it again myself. Nah. I haven't seen it for a long time, but that ring resonates with me, babe.
Let me see.
I can't believe you knew which one I was talking about.
Of course. It was the main topic. It was the main topic, man. Right, yellow.
I can't believe it.
Sorry, guys. I'm just Googling yellow. I think you guys should Google too. Oh, no, that is butters. Oh, my goodness. Wait, it's Jennifer, ugly.
Let me see again, because I haven't seen it for a few years.
No, I remember, because I just remember thinking this ring is ugly.
Let me reminisce with my... Wait, which one? No, that one is nice.
This one?
Yeah, I like that. Oh,
no.
I like that.
I hate it.
I've always thought that would be so sick.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So yeah, don't are you objectifying to colours?
Dear future husband, do not go to Siobhan to pick my ring, because no. Hell no.
So what, are you objectifying with colours? You don't like colours?
I hate colours with a passion. Just get me the pure what colour is it? The pure silver? Diamond or whatever.
Or gold band.
But I want a gold band. I'm scared that my future husband will get me a silver band, and I hate silver.
Oh, so you prefer gold, yeah?
I like a gold band, yeah.
The thing about wedding rings, I mean, for me, my jewellery, I like to match my jewellery and stuff like that.
I always wear gold anyway.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
do you wear silver?
I'm a bit of both, yeah. I can do gold or silver, but it depends what I like.
But you know, with a gold ring, you can wear it with silver, but with silver, you can't wear it with gold. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
That's why I want gold.
I've always been, but you know what, with me, like, for example, even if I'm wearing a gold ring,
yeah,
I will not feel comfortable wearing silver earrings. I will not feel comfortable wearing a silver anklet.
That's what I'm saying. You can't wear, but you can wear.
But I feel uncomfortable. So if I had a silver band, I wouldn't feel comfortable. Either way, I wouldn't be comfortable, because I feel like I'm kind of mismatching here.
No, because you see where you win, because the diamond is clear. So that's your element of silver.
Okay, true.
Do you get what I mean? This, I'm going to show you a ring. This is 0.3 carat. And I think this is very decent.
Okay. But the band gold.
I love the band.
You like gold bands. Yeah. I need to figure out. But you want a silver band. I don't know. See, I don't mind either, but I'm just like, I'm thinking long term.
You know what I don't like as well? Rings that can be delivered. Like, it just looks so cheap.
Delivered rings? Why?
Yeah.
Or prefer you'll have to go to the shop.
I don't believe this is a real diamond. They're saying it's 0.3 carat, but I don't think it is.
Yeah,
can it just be delivered? You know what? I need to start researching about rings.
Anything can be delivered these days, babe. Anything at all.
So if I wanted an 18 carat gold. No, carat is not the band. Carat is the band, isn't it? It's not the actual diamond, is it?
Carat is the diamond. The band is... Oh, wait, 18 karat gold.
Yes, yeah, it's here. 18 karat gold. Yeah, okay, so it's a gold. The 0.3 is the diamond, right?
Okay, yeah, that must be the diamond.
Yeah.
Is 0.3 the diamond shape or...
The actual size, no? Or the actual
the size,
element of diamond in there? I don't know.
Boy, I don't know.
This is another thing as well. We aspire to get married, but we don't know anything about rings. It's bad.
No, but is it that deep though? He's not. That shouldn't be the least of your worries. I don't need to
Why
know
is that
about
the least
whole...
of your worries?
Because I'm thinking, so what, I used to study rings before I get married.
Well,
come
you
on.
Need to know what you want.
I used to know what I want, but on the basis of my marriage, the ring should be, that's an additional bit that she's lovely. But yeah. I need to know if I can withstand this person for years.
Oh,
my life.
Of course, you're not just going to get married for the sake of getting married, Siobhan. Obviously, you're going to have to love the... You're going to be in love with the person. Like, both of us are not stupid. We're not going to get with the person for no reason. Do you know what I mean?
I don't have to study rings, do I? Do I have to study...
I feel like you should have a clear kind of, like, what you would want.
What you would want, definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, you. I'm not saying you should research... Well... You should kind of research rings because you should know what you want. Because then if he brings you something, you can't be vexed that he didn't have an inkling. Like, you're not giving him anything to work off of, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Do you know what I mean? It's like getting a car.
But it's not like I need to...
When you get a car, when you're about to buy your car, yeah?
Yeah.
You never sat there and said, I'm just going to get a Fiat Punto. You researched.
True.
You said, okay, is the Golf going to work? Is the Polo going to work? Do you know what I mean? But you had every intention of getting a car.
Yeah.
But you just needed to research just a little bit, even though you don't know nothing about cars.
You did that's true.
Your bit of research just to know, okay, this is the closest thing to what I want.
Okay.
So I think,
looks wise, but do I have to research, okay, this has to be 9 carat of this or...
No, okay, I just think shape. Me, like I said, me personally, it's all about look. The aesthetic. Okay. I think that's what it is for me and how it lasts. So yeah. I don't think it's not... Obviously, ideally, I wouldn't even say I want a big rock. I would like just a normal size.
Yeah, normal size. It doesn't
rock.
Have to be fat.
It doesn't have to be flashy.
It doesn't have to be fat.
Just
it has to be something that is durable. Like the big ones, yeah. You want a big... My mom's wedding ring, she hasn't taken it off ever. She can't
That's
take it
off.
That's
what I'm saying. It That's the kind of ring I want.
Yeah, it can't come off now. Like, even if she wants to take it off, it actually can't come off. She has to go to a shop to probably take it off, like, with pliers. Is that, it hasn't been taken off for how many? It's not come off. I've never seen about
That's
it.
That's why. And you see your parents are still together.
Yeah, but it's durable. It used to be durable. So if you have a fat one, you don't want to be having a ring whereby you're not comfortable to wear it.
Exactly.
You have to feel like it's comfortable to wear. It's an everyday thing. You even forget that it's there. Like
I don't
tattoo.
Like flat rings as well.
What do you mean? Like when the face of it is flat?
Yeah, like I don't want it to be protruding too much, but... I don't know, man. It's so hard to describe. Like, I just want it to be just nice and... Basically, what I've showed you.
Yeah.
Just nice and simple, really.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Nice and simple. It doesn't get caught onto anything, you know.
I think that's fair enough, you know, babe.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I think that's fair enough.
So, like I said, let's just say your man is on a 100K job, yeah?
Yes.
And he gets you a £20 ring. What are you saying?
No, that's out of order. Because you're on a 100K job and you're getting
No, but I thought you said it's not about the materialistic things. It's
it
about
isn't.
The love.
However, I did also say that the value of the ring shows your value that you have for me. So if you're telling me you're on 100K, it depends. Because if I'm dating somebody that I know who can't afford this kind of thing, I can't tell them, no, you need to get me a ring that costs $5,000.
Yeah,
how dare
true.
I? Do you know what I mean? When I know the person.
You've got to look at the person's wage as well.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But you're telling me you're on 100K. That's like you're getting at least $5,000, $6,000 a month.
Yeah.
You can afford to do something. Unless you're going to tell me, oh, money is this or something, I would be looking at you very sad at, because £20 ring. If you was earning 100K, most definitely he should be able to buy, you know, a more expensive ring than that.
Yeah.
You know? What do you think?
Yeah, 100%. I think he's mugging me.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're earning a good amount of money. Okay, so if he's earning 100K, I think a 10K ring...
It's doable. So that's at least 2 months savings.
Yeah, I don't think that's wrong of me to ask for
a
10K ring.
But then I'm thinking, if I'm spending that much on the ring,
yeah,
I have to think about all the other expenses, because I really want to have a big wedding. Do you get? That's what I'm thinking. And I, like you said, it's what I have to think about the aftermath. Don't get me wrong, the ring is the everlasting thing, though.
Exactly.
As well. That's true. But I'm thinking, I do want to have a wedding that, you know, I have to think about that as well. So if you just said it's £2,000, I wouldn't mind. But I wouldn't want to, like I said to you before, I don't think I would need to know. I don't want to know.
It's true.
Just don't.
It's actually
don't
a good
tell me
way because, to think.
Yeah, because.
But at the same time, don't mug me and get me a 20 pound ring.
Don't mug me and get a 20 pound ring. Don't get me no glass ring or any
moistened ring. None of that.
Haribo ring. Don't do that. Get me proper things.
Yeah.
But I don't have to know. As long as I know you spent enough and it looks good, it's durable, it's not going to rust when I get in the bath, it's not going to be doing higgy haggard on me.
Yeah.
I don't need to know, babe. It's okay. Like, you got me a ring, I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yeah, that's
you know
a good.
I mean?
That's a good mindset.
Yeah,
that's a good thing
like, unless you got the thing is, I'm like I said again. I think it's expectations of other people. If you got
yeah,
other
it's
people
true.
Coming to
you think we're trying to impress other people?
Yeah, 100%. Like
I don't think so. I'm trying to make it last.
No, I think it's not. No, no. So you say me? No, not me. I don't think I'm trying to impress other people. But I know people are mad. Do you know what I mean? I'm aware that some people could be mad to say, what is this? How much is it?" I would never ask someone how much their ring is. I never have.
I've never thought to ask anybody how much their ring was.
Never.
How stupid can you get? Even if I got asked that, I wouldn't answer it, you know?
Yeah. Would you not?
I wouldn't answer it, no. If you asked me, I'd say, no, that's disrespectful. Don't be asking me them questions there.
Or just say,
Do you know another thing that I hate as well, yeah? We're going to wrap it up. But another thing I'm going to rant about is I don't like it when, if you're talking to somebody or you're seeing somebody and somebody says, can I see a picture?
You don't like it.
I hate it. Why do you need to see a picture? How's it going to benefit your life?
Really?
No, if you come to me willingly and you're like, oh, okay, Gia, here he is, blah, 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 fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But I hate it when people are like, let me see a picture. Why?
You know what? Yeah,
bad mind because you want to see if he's butters.
Not necessarily.
Why?
For me personally, I'll tell you why. Okay. I know for you, I know you kind of feel a bit funny about that because that's why I always ask you a picture. Unless you give me the pictures. But I always say to my girls, let me see. Not because I like to have a visual. When you're telling me a story.
But you meet him.
But I don't know. I've had many girls that told me about guys I never meet. Do you know what I mean? And I don't need to meet them either way. Like, unless you tell me this is somebody serious. Okay, and it goes to that, I might meet them. Fair enough, innit? But sometimes I might say, let me see. If we're talking about this person for time and we're describing them and whatever, I'm a very visual person. So I like to see what you're telling me. So I do ask my girls, I won't lie to you.
Really? I hate it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't mind.
What about if you don't know the person?
If I don't know the person at all.
Yeah.
No, that's silly. I don't know you. Do you know what I mean? If I don't know you, I don't even know what you're part of. I don't care. Do you know what I mean?
But people do that, you know?
Yeah, that's weird.
I think that's weird.
If I don't know, for example, I just met you and talk about my boyfriend.
Right.
I like to show you what my boyfriend
Thank
is.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
weird.
Thank you. I agree.
Do you get it? But if you're talking to me about a new potential bae or telling me he did this, he looks like this, I'm like, all right, let me see.
Out of
excitement. Yeah. Maybe because I'm hating or anything.
Maybe I think I need to rephrase that. Maybe it's like how close you are or how friendly you are.
Exactly.
I think if you asked me, I know it wouldn't come from a bad place.
Yeah.
But I feel like when I don't know you, and you're That's asking weird. Me to see my man, it's like, why?
Because me, you know
I think
what?
It's weird. I just think you're a witch straight away.
Because you know what? With me, I've stopped. I've told myself even to stop a long time ago now. I'm not going to judge my friends on their partners. It's not my business. If you fancy that guy and you think that guy is attractive to you and I don't,
That's
not my business.
That's how it should be.
I will not be saying to you, come on. Because some girls have said even to me, Siobhan, are you sure? Like,
what?
Could you be? Like, he's all right. Do you know what I mean?
And
it puts insecurity in your head. You're thinking, maybe I could do better. This person could be lovely,
could
be nice. But someone said, he's a bit dead, you know. And this person, you've been feeling this person, feeling them.
No.
And then someone come and say, he's dead. That's not their business.
To be honest, I've had that as well. Because I remember I really liked this guy when I was in my teens. And this girl, she kept on going on about how butters he was. And I was just like, but why are you so focused on his looks? So you're only going to go for guys that are good looking. She's never had a good relationship as far as I know. But it's like,
but
some
that's the thing, it's your business. If you like him, that's
what I'm saying. Till this day, we still, we don't speak every day, but the here and there we say hello, bye, whatever.
Yeah.
We've maintained a really good friendship to the point where we can contact one another. And
that's nice.
It's very civil, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But you can't tell me she can talk to any of her ex-boyfriends because they were all cunts. Mm. Sorry. They were all bad people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, No, like, it's not about looks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm not being funny. There's some of the good-looking guys that I've gone for have not been great.
Oh, come on. Of course. Of course. Do you know what I mean? Some of them are the worst. The actual worst. They're the devils.
You know?
And because they know they're nice as well. That's the thing.
I'm not saying that, by the way, I'm not saying anyone that I date now is bad-looking because they would be good-looking.
Of course.
But I'm just saying that... people shouldn't focus, that shouldn't be the main thing. The intelligence needs to be there as well. It needs to go hand in hand.
Yeah. I think for me, if my girl's happy, this person is treating her lovely, and she really likes this person, even if he's, for me, in my eyes, I might not think he's attractive, but it's not my business. I just think it's not my business because he's not dating me. Yeah. I'm not sleeping with him. I'm not going to parties with him. I'm not doing dinner date with him.
Yeah.
So if you fancy this person and you like him, he's treating you nicely, what is my own, fam?
Sorry, I kind of went into a rant without saying that I was going into a rant. Mm. But what's your rant, Siobhan, before we go?
What's my rant? You know, yeah, my rant is I want to be seen. Yeah, this is my rant. I prefer, for me now, I've learned one thing that I really like for me, like in the relationship and kind of thing.
Mm.
And it's, my thing is, I like to, do not tell me, show me. That is my thing at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm
tired
of guys talking to me, babe, I miss you, you know. I miss you. But you can't arrange a date. Oh, babe, I was going to do this, but you don't do it. Wow. I like men of their words because if you're not a man of your word, then you're a waste of time. You're a waste of time. If you can't, if you're going to be a consistent flopper, you're a waste of time. You can't be consistently, you know what I mean? So my rant is, I just want doers.
Yeah.
Please. I'm saying, Lord God, give doers in my life.
Amen.
Bring doers, not talkers.
Hallelujah.
Talkers are just, they're just there to talk. I can talk. Thank you, Jesus. We can all talk. So I want this doing season. Doing. Mm-hmm. If you don't do, you'll get dropped.
Glory.
She said, glory. And that's my rant, basically.
Oh, well done. That was a beautiful rant, thanks. It's true. I think it's not even about relationships, it's about friends as well.
Yeah, it's true.
I think everybody needs to do. I don't live on talking no more.
Yeah, it's too
much. I live on action. If you don't do, I don't
exactly.
See.
Exactly. Otherwise, don't say anything. Yeah. We'd have to talk for 1,000 years. But if you're gonna not talk, if you're gonna talk and talking, I'm gonna do this.
Unprovoked.
Unprovoked.
Those are the worst people.
It's the worst one. You know,
when they are unprovoked. They're all like, yeah, I'm going to do this XYZ. Exactly. And then it's like nothing. And
you know,
like,
someone,
go away.
And there was someone coming out of the green. Yeah. I bought you dinner. I bought this, whatever. You wasn't even bothering them. They're bothering
as
you.
As in?
I bought dinner. Okay. When is it? Yeah, I bought it for this time. Make sure. The day comes. Sorry, I can't go. I didn't ask for this.
That's annoying.
And now I'm excited to go to dinner.
Yeah.
And I was actually wanting to go to eat, but now you flopped. You're just a flop.
Yeah, I hear that. That's the worst. Disappointment. That's the worst. I get you. That's a great rant. But yeah,
that's it, girl.
That is it. We're going to wrap it up. Thank you guys listening to our entire episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. And hopefully we're going to be back as soon as possible. Enjoy your lockdown and make sure you stay tuned
and stay
listen
safe
to the Outspoken Podcast.